Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back, and thank you for tuning in to the Welcome to Long-Term Care podcast. I am your host, Bill Kisali. I am an RN and Certified Director of Nursing and Long-Term Care Administration. I am also the author of Welcome to Long-Term Care books 1 and 2, as well as the creator of the Welcome to Long-Term Care Companion Planner. So today, of course, is Wednesday, and our podcast days are our Wednesdays. And so thank you again for tuning in. And today's topic is going to be, you know, just brief and talking about the COVID vaccinations, since that is the hot topic going on right now in the world with the administration of them. So I feel like, you know, that would be the topic for today. You know, people were deciding if they were going to be doing the Moderna or the Pfizer. So that seems to be an ongoing topic also. But, you know, I'm just excited to hopefully be heading in the right direction myself. Okay, this pandemic has definitely taken a toll on everyone, and I'm just like everyone else ready for it to resolve. And if the vaccination is going to be the source for that, then I'm all for it. You know, so I'm excited that some of the frontline staff have already started getting theirs administered. And it appears that no one as of yet has had any major side effects. And the minor side effects seems to be very low anyway with the Pfizer side effects, you know, such as like the injection site and some fatigue, headache, muscle pain, chills, joint pain, and fever, you know. And this is from their actual website. So, you know, again, I'm excited for this. I'm excited for us to have some type of normalcy in the world in the near future here. And if this is the reason that we're going to get back to some sort of normalcy, I'm all for it. You know, I myself had this virus in May, and it was a very overwhelming experience. And I'm, you know, pretty healthy, and I'm young, and it affected me tremendously. It took me about a good 2 months to recover, and I am grateful that as of yet, I have not identified any residual effects from it, you know, but I was scared. I was alone. And my mother would FaceTime me 3 and 5 times a day to see if I was okay. And I remember just lying to her and telling her that I was. But I was scared. I was scared for my life. I couldn't even take a step without becoming so short of breath and my heart rate being in the 130s. And I'm someone whose heart rate is generally in the 60s. So I was very scared. You know, I didn't know how it would play out. But I was even more scared because I was alone, you know, like nobody could be around you. And, you know, that was even the harder part, is that you had to go through this by yourself. So I'm so excited that this vaccine has come, because for our residents that are in these long-term care facilities who have passed on, they couldn't have their families there. Even for the people who were in the hospital, there was no one there for them besides the staff. And, you know, I was so grateful that we were even able to, like, reach out to families via FaceTime, you know, the beauty of technology today. But it still wasn't the same, you know, and that has impacted our world tremendously, you know. And I really feel like once this is over, there's going to be increased need for mental health. Just because of trying to get this through this. This was definitely a traumatizing event for all. You know, so again, I'm excited for this vaccination. And like I said, I've observed some people on, you know, TV who were taking the first step towards trying to end this pandemic. So kudos for them. And hopefully, you know, many will follow their footsteps. You know, I am in several groups, and, you know, the talk is, will you get the vaccination or won't you get the vaccination? And some were like, yeah, they're going to get it. And others, they weren't sure. Some were just like, no. And, you know, there were very inappropriate comments made to those who said that they weren't going to get it. And I just felt like, you know, everyone has and is entitled to their own opinion, and everyone is entitled to do what they want with their body. You know, it's called fear of the unknown. And, you know, maybe some people need to just do a little bit more research on this information. And if you are approached with someone who says that maybe, no, I'm not going to get it, and that's indefinitely, maybe just have a conversation with them and have, you know, provide them with some more knowledge to set them at ease. But we definitely don't want to spread any negativity and shun any of those who feel like they're just not going to do it. All we can do is, you know, prevent and encourage people to do so, so that we can get to some type of normalcy back into this world. You know, this pandemic has hit us very hard. And I often think of those families who have lost, you know, their jobs, their, you know, their income, you know, how are they surviving? You know, it's overwhelming, you know, so anything that we can do to try to get back to a sense of normalcy, I'm all for it. But we definitely need to be supportive still of one another and respect one another during this process. Okay, because everyone has their own rights. I'm just eager to find out, has anyone in any nursing homes refused any of their vaccinations? Like, you know, did their families like refuse? And if so, what would be the process? What would be the outcome for that? As well as for any of the staff members who might have refused this vaccination, if it was offered, you know, what would be the outcome for that also? Would they, you know, be treated as if you would refuse the influenza vaccination? Like, if you would decline that, then you would have to wear the mask until flu season was over. So I want to know if that would be the case with this. Would they have to just continue in PPE instead of wearing the regular mask, perhaps wear the N95 mask? So that's the other questions that I have out there that I haven't yet found out yet. But I'm curious to know, even in the hospital setting, right, the acute care setting, if the staff member declines the vaccination, again, will they still just need to utilize PPE until this is all over with? So those are just the questions that I had myself that I'm trying to find out. You know, the other thing, of course, is that I wanted to just put out there for the food banks. So grateful and appreciative to those who were able to provide food to our seniors that are in their homes, and just to the families across the board who has lost their sense of employment. You know, I haven't, you know, had to deal with any of this. But I, like I said, I often think of this often. You know, how are people surviving out here? So if you can get this vaccination, you know, please do so. You know, let's get our world back so that we can get some back, you know, some sort of normalcy back into the world and move in the right direction. And, you know, so that was all I wanted to discuss today. Thank you for tuning in. This was short because, like I said, it was just talking about the COVID vaccinations. If you would like to be a guest on the show, on the Welcome to Long-Term Care podcast, please message me and let me know. I will be so excited. I will be having some physicians and other nurses from different fields joining us. But, you know, like I said, I'm excited about this podcast. This is going to be another avenue for us to share and improve ourselves and our residents. And that will be it for me today, guys. Again, my name is Bilkis Ali, RN and Certified Director of Nursing and Long-Term Care Administration. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel and visit me on my website, welcometolongtermcare.com. If you have any questions, you can email me, consultant@welcometolongtermcare.com. Everyone, please be safe. It is a snowstorm for, they say, 70 million people around the world today. So please be safe. Don't go out unless you have to. and enjoy the rest of your day, and stay warm and mask up. Okay, talk to you guys soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.